We're here with Side Pocket, and he's brought us another special guest for a quick little interview.
We have a microphone on? Yes. Well, all the guests here are always special guests, but, you know, so far we've, you know, we broke FCC news, we brought speakers, we introduced a new OS, and we are going to be doing more speakers, including we're... right now, Drake's doing rounds with the press right now, and we're planning on bringing him in here shortly. But, you know, one of the big things is this is the 10th Hope, 20 years of Hope, 30 years of the magazine. So we also like to do a Vox Populi here, and one of the most interesting people I've met so far is Edgar. Thank you for coming here on the radio station. Might you introduce yourself?
Thanks for having me. I write software. My first Hope, I was 14, and it was 5th Hope. And I remember, I just came back from the Drake talk. I remember that same place is where I saw Kevin Mitnick. And when you're 14, like,
back when he was elusive, yes.
Yeah, when you're 14 and you see that, you're like, oh my God, that's so cool.
So since we're looking back on it, the 5th Hope, I remember that was the first time, because I'm part of the Phone Losers of America. We had the first PLA panel at Hope there as well. How'd you find out about Hope, or possibly even 2600? Like, what wanted to make you come out?
Well, I grew up in the New York City area. I grew up in Brooklyn and then Staten Island. And my neighbor loved 2600. And I went with him to a few of the meetings. I think it was back then still at the Citibank place.
Yeah, it's now called Citigroup.
That's the
only thing that hasn't changed.
Yeah.
Every single other part of the pattern has changed, because they find out we like places and then they close it. That's like the pattern.
Well, yeah. So I went to that, and I used to go to the 2600 meetings, and then I found out about Hope, and I guess it was all downhill from there.
Well, we like to consider uphill, but thanks for being realistic on the radio here. I very much appreciate it, because we try to be. So what was your first fascination with talks? Like, did you just wander around? Did you go to any of the talks? Like, what was there that, like, fascinated you that year? Hopefully it was a memorable year. I'm just guessing.
It was a memorable year. I loved computers. I loved playing with them. I loved opening them. I liked making them. And the technical stuff I liked. And I went to quite a few of the lockpicking stuff.
Mm.
And I see that that's here every year. And I'm really
happy.
Which
is now run
that.
By Deviant. And it's, like, everything else is here. It's huge.
Yeah, it's tons of fun. So I came out for the technology side. I always like more of the technological stuff.
Mm-hmm.
That's why I end up writing software. So that's fascinated me the most.
After your travel to 5th Hope, have you ever did you go to any other like type of hacker conferences? And what would you say would be like what makes Hope unique to you compared to other hacker conferences?
So, unfortunately, my parents split up, and I followed my dad to Florida, and one of the first things I did in Florida was look for a 2600 meetup, and I lived in North Florida, where there was no 2600, so I didn't get a chance to go anymore. I've been to other conferences, but they're more like programmer-ish conferences. Hope is so different insofar as there's no one thing that is particularly emphasized.
Right.
The word hacker at Hope is such a big tent. You know, there's people who can pick locks. There's people who can social engineer. Other people who are amazing C coders, and it's a big tent, and lots of interests
and
are represented.
We've always had that argument, because some people consider that a bad thing. That it's a more of a generalized definition. But the way I've always personally seen it is that each conference has their thing, and to me, Hope is about the actual community that is hacking. So you have all the different aspects of the community. You have the intricacies and the delicacies of lockpicking. You have your tunnelers, your crackers. You have your history. You have all of the weird sort of geeky things that we all like chiptune music and stuff like that.
Does anybody still freak?
Hey, you're talking to one of the phone losers. So yeah, well, now it's more of you use your own sort of encryption OSs on your devices, but there's still a few places in New Jersey you can still Redbox, but you have to travel pretty freaking far. Most of them are in Central. So now you're back here after 15 years, what is intriguing you so far with the conference? I mean, you just came back from Drake's insano amazing talk that had a billion people in it. What was your take on that?
Well, I'm happy that there's so many more people this year. I mean...
there's lines now. It's creepy.
Yeah. big lines for everything. I mean, I went to DEF CON last year, and that was huge.
Mm-hmm.
I don't think Hope has ever been as big as DEF CON. Just physically, it's not as big.
We like to think we're more open.
Yeah.
Not to say there's like not, because there's awesome people and like awesome nice people at DEF CON, but you know, we like to think we're a little bit more like, DEF CON still has like the, we want to bestow you the information and be mysterious. And I don't know if you've ever seen the, if we had a webcam Statler booth, you'd realize we're just kind of like, what the fuck ever? Let's just kick back, drink, and talk about cool stuff and have fun. And you know, that's kind of what permeates through the conference.
Yeah, I'm trying to focus now on the technological, like the programming stuff. So there's like a HTTPS needs to die, I think, talk.
Yeah.
I love the headline. There was an iOS, because I also make iPad apps. Yeah.
Did you go to the Sip the Kool-Aid talk?
No, see, I'm trying to catch up on my OCaml programming homework. Mm.
Yeah, because apparently that was one of the talks that suffered. We had a similar thing at the last con where it was the Cryptone talk on the steel ring of security, where the problem is the information was great, but one of the things, here's a tip, if you ever want to speak at Hope, practice on your presentation style as well as your information, because we've always run into people who they have this like 4-page scholarly document and they read it, and by the time they get to the end of it, the entire audience is just dead asleep. Like, even though they all know what's going on,
right,
it's just so processed that, you know, you want to engage your audience. You want to, you know, the whole thing is you sort of want to be the person that you'd want to drink with as well as code with, you know. but just go on. So what after this, what more things are you looking for? Are you going to do like a, because we also have a demo area where they have a, because we're going to bring them on, or we're going to do a remote interview later on, Privacy Toolkit. They're showing off there for the first time.
Well, as far as today, I'm looking forward to the HTTP 1 and the iOS. I mean, of course, I'm looking forward to tomorrow's Snowden talk.
I hate Apple, so I'm also looking forward to that, too, the iOS exploits.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I mean, there's a lot of cool apps on the phone.
Yes. Right, so, sorry, I just kind of lost my track here because I'm slowly losing my mind. Yeah, like personally for myself, one of the things that I'm actually conflicting on, which is why I'm so glad she's here now, is we have both Darkmail, where we have a talk about the whole Darkmail system that's trying to get set up, and the rickrolling of Google Chromecast, which that's also kind of a theme around here, is we take technologies and see how far we can have fun annoying the crap out of people with that. That's the phone loser way.
Well, actually, you mentioned the Darkmail thing. It reminded me, there's a lot of Tor developers here.
Like
who actually have committed on the Tor code.
The theme this year has been like whistleblowers and encryption. That has like seeped into the entire conference this year.
Yeah, so I'm trying to track down those people to pick their brains about how they implement all that stuff.
Well, you know, we're going to bring a lot of people at the radio. So if you sometimes want to meet, you want to occasionally catch your idol, because as you know, it's crowded up there, and security has become like those Japanese people that like shove you into the trains. At this point, they have to be, because security is actually doing pretty well this year. If you want to see your idol sometimes, hang out at Statler, you know, because we constantly, you know, try to bring those people in all the time. And so far they've all said yes, so we're pretty excited about that. So I guess as a future thing, you know, we hope you keep coming back to the Hope conferences. Is there anything so far you want to see something that changed or improved 2 years from now? Because it's a two-year, bi-yearly conference.
I mean, it's... It might be trite to say, but I love it. I love it as it is. I don't want it to change. I mean, I love the informality. I love the vendors. I love the openness. I don't want it to change.
I used to say better equipment, but we actually got a lot of kick-ass equipment and gear this year. And I would say this year that while right now at Rio Statler we're doing fine in terms of the overall stuff, getting more, probably the next way to say it is better communication. You think, you know, we're a bunch of computer hackers, we're on IRC and we make our own encryption channels, but somehow sending a text message or talking on the walkie-talkie becomes the problem.
Yeah. I don't think they let messenger pigeons in the building, though. So.
Right. Well, like I said, I encountered you on Twitter. You said, you know, you were here 15 years ago. And I one last actual question now I remember is what would you say is the biggest improvement from the first time that you went to coming here now? I know you only been here for you know, for this con, for just the tip of it so far. But like so far with your experience with this, what did you say has vastly improved the most since the first time you went?
There's more women.
There was also more women last year, because Grey Frequency actually made it a point where she said last year was the first time there was actually a line to the women's bathroom. So it's nice to even stuff. And now I notice a lot of people brought their kids. Like, kids are starting to come in now.
Yeah,
so
yeah.
We're really passing the torch now. And I
don't know how I feel about the kids showing up, but yeah.
Well, no, as long as... well, like I said, security does a really great job. They do so pretty much every con. So as long as they're fired up, should be no problem. And as long as I'm behaving, there should be no problem. Well, anyhow, thank you for coming out to Radio Statler. We're going to be doing, we're going to occasionally do more fan interviews, but we're going to bring some more important people. And we're hoping that as he's going slowly being eaten by the mosquitoes, I mean the press, that we will bring in Mr. Drake here shortly. So in the meantime, listen to some music and enjoy the awesomeness that is Radio Statler.